And there was an officer behind the car fire blocking traffic. And immediately after Trooper Ellsworth, you wonder and worry about that police officer.
I know. And we see him on these roads every day. So I got to thank them for their service. Hats off to our troopers and our firemen.
Well said. What's up on the roads?
Well, for those who are headed northbound on I-15, we have delays already in place. Bluffdale to Draper is due to an accident just before 123rd South. It's been moved over to the right shoulder, but not before it's stacked up traffic. Then southbound I-15, heavy and slow between the I-80-201 interchange into Draper, but I-215's belt route, I-80 and the 201, looking good. Michelle?
Travelers headed through most of Utah County on I-15. Things are looking really good right now, but we do have a crash southbound. It's 1 mile north of Santaquin, and the left and right shoulders are both affected. Then there's a crash northbound I-15, 16 miles north of Scipio in Juab County. The right lane is closed. Mark?
Well, it doesn't really look like a rush hour just yet, mostly in holiday mode, but there is some volume in Davis County. It's a little bit further up north than it usually is at this time. That's northbound I-15 going from basically Layton Parkway up to Roy, and this is just a stretch where speeds are dipping slightly. The rest of the commute up north is in pretty good shape. We are in recovery mode right now on the southbound side. Box Elder County coming Marriott Slaterville down in our far west down into Marriott Slaterville. That was due to an earlier crash. Introducing Mercedes Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at MercedesFarmington.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.